Welcome to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mac Warren, along with Emily Smith. If you are new to this podcast, we'll be interviewing faculty, staff, and students to learn more about LLCC programs and opportunities and to meet the fantastic people of Lincoln Land Community College. All right, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mac, here with Emily, and today we are so excited to be joined by Michelle Berger, Scholarship Program and Alumni Services Coordinator at Lincoln Land Community College. Welcome to the podcast, Michelle.
Thank you so much. I am super stoked to be here today.
Let's start off. Tell us about your background and what brought you out to Lincoln Land Community College.
So I came to Lincoln Land about 10 years ago from health promotions at Sangamon County Public Health. And over there, I was a health educator for almost 6 years, and I really got to work with a lot of people that were just amazing, and I loved my time there. I was a health educator, so I worked a lot in grant writing, and I did just a wild variety of health promotional presentations, and I worked on a lot of campaigns, and just had a great time working out in the community and also with community partnership groups. After public health, I started working at Lincoln Land, and I'll never forget the first day when I walked in. I strolled into Menard Hall, and I just felt this overwhelming sense of excitement, just like I did the first day when I was a Lincoln Land student, all the way back in 2002. So my first day at Lincoln Land, I started off in student life, and then I moved over to student success, which was formerly known as advising, counseling, and career services for 8 years. Before I started in the Lincoln Land Foundation almost exactly 2 years from today.
So what are some quick facts about the Lincoln Land Community College Foundation scholarships? And when should students apply? What are the different award amounts, the different components of the scholarship application? Because there is a lot to entail, even though it is a simple application.
Some quick facts right off the bat. A really important one that I always like to get out there first is that our scholarships are provided by our extremely generous support from our alumni, our Lincoln Land faculty and staff, and community businesses, organizations, civic groups, and also individuals that really make the magic behind the scenes happen. So that's an important one I like to share first. Another cool and time-saving bonus of our scholarships is that you only have to do one online application, and that one application will automatically apply you to all the scholarships that you qualify for. Unlike other searches, you don't have to search far and wide and read every single scholarship criteria to see if you actually qualify or not. No multiple or separate applications, just one application. Last year, we had 420 students apply for our scholarships. And over 240 were awarded over $366,000 worth of scholarships. So we definitely have a lot of scholarships available for students. Another frequently asked question is, how long is this application going to take me to fill out? And students have reported, as I've certainly asked them, because I don't want them to spend a ton of time on this application, but also, you know, we want it to be considerate time. They've reported anything from 30 to 60 minutes to complete the application. And the last one, some students don't know that we have an amazing LLCC honors program, and you can actually apply for that program through our scholarship application. Their honors scholarship program covers 60 credit hours at Lincoln Land. So check out the scholarship application, and there's a question within there. If you meet the requirements, which the requirements are also within that application, if you qualify, all you do is simply check the box to be considered for those applications. For those scholarships. Our annual application is December 1st through March 1st, so it's easy to put that on your calendar and just hit a repeat for every year, because you should apply for scholarships every year. That March 1st deadline sneaks up, so the sooner you start, the better to get a jump start on that. The deadline, March 1st, that also includes students' references submitting their recommendations on that deadline as well. The more time that you can give your references to complete their recommendations, the better. Our scholarships range from $500 all the way up to $11,500, with the average award being $1,000. Some major components of the scholarship application, there are three. So the first one would be you need to attach your most recent version of your transcript. So if you're a high school student, you're going to attach your most recent version that includes your freshman year all the way through your senior year, first semester. If you're non-high school student, you will attach the transcript that is most current. So whether that's your GED, your high school transcript, or a college transcript. The next part of the application would be your personal statement. This is one that's usually the most dreaded. You will just basically answer several questions on your desire to have a higher education or to continue that education, and also why a scholarship would help you achieve your goal. The last component of a scholarship application is you're going to need to list two references. All you need to include for that section is their first and last name and their email address. Who should apply to our scholarships? Absolutely anyone that is considering taking classes at Lincoln Land starting in fall 2021. Our application is free, and it's so nice to have your scholarship application submitted just in case you really haven't decided formally if you're going to take classes for fall 2021, and you might change your mind. Our scholarship application is definitely not just for athletic superstars or 4.0 students, so I want to let everybody know that they should definitely apply. You're way more than a GPA, and we definitely want you to share your past experiences and just all the qualities that you want to share to point out your strengths, anything from motivation, self-discipline, integrity, just to let the scholarship committee know that you're a human and get a better idea of who they're awarding the scholarship to. We definitely have a wide variety of scholarships. We have scholarships for full-time or part-time students, and also for new first-time students or continuing students. Definitely our scholarships vary. Some are very broad, and some are specific to program of study or your major. GPA can vary on the number of credits you're enrolled in, or even your regional location. How you would apply to the scholarships is, first, you just apply to Lincoln Land. After you're accepted, you're going to get an email that contains your Lincoln Land email address that you need to activate. So after you activate that Lincoln Land email and get that password, you're going to go to our website, which is llccfoundation.org/scholarships. And we have a big apply now button. You just click that button and you can enter the application with your LLCC email and password to start that application.
Michelle, for our listeners, I'd like to dig into some of the common components of the scholarship application, starting with, I think you called it the dreaded personal statement, sometimes called the personal essay. What are some suggestions you have for students when writing this essay or who might be beginning to write this essay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the dreaded personal statement. It's not really that scary once you jump in. So definitely one of the most common misconceptions is that you need to be an elite writer. That is not true. You do not need to be some kind of scholarly writer, but you really need to communicate your story. If you don't tell your story in your statement, the committee won't know. So I want to encourage students to share whatever they think would help them make that committee make a better decision on who to award the scholarships to. The statement is a brief insight on you letting the scholarship review committee know, you know, some more things about you. Why do you want to go to college? Why are you interested in your career? Why and how a scholarship would help you? And it's really important to not start off and feel like you have to have this perfect document. You want to start off by brainstorming different things that you'd want to share. And on our website that I shared with you earlier, we have a brainstorming worksheet that can help you get some ideas. And also, there's some good websites to help you describe your personal qualities if you're kind of struggling for words. We also have a website that is great to help you find adjectives for your essay that might help you to trigger or remember some good examples of things that you're proud of and that you'd want to share. I know I always need those keywords to kind of jump me into action and remember some events that I definitely want to share. Some things that you can write about, you definitely want to start off with the questions that the personal statement is asking. If you don't answer each of those questions, you aren't going to win. So just be sure to take each question one at a time so you don't miss one. There are actually a ton of things that you can share Some of the things, the top things I would recommend would be experiences or accomplishments that you are especially proud of. And if those would tie into your field of study or your major that you're interested, that's even better. You want to share also what motivates you or why did you choose your particular major? You can also talk about your career goals. And when I say career goals, sometimes I lose students at that point. They just are they look at me crazy and they're just totally shut down because they're thinking in their head, I don't know exactly what I want to do. I have no idea what my major is going to be. And that is 100% okay. 75% of college students are undecided and do not have it all figured out. That is very unlike what you might see on their Instagram feeds, but they truly, 75% are undecided. So if you are undecided, you could talk about things in your personal statement that would describe your career interests. Maybe you want to be self-employed, or maybe you know you want to work for a business or organization. Another thing you might share is what type of work environment can you see yourself working in? Maybe, when you close your eyes and envision your perfect environment, you see yourself in a hospital or on a construction site or maybe even in a kitchen. Maybe you have an idea of a company or organization that you want to work for, but you don't know exactly what you want to do. You could explain that you've done some online research, or maybe you've just had a company that you've crushed on and you wonder how you can find a career there. So this would be like anything from a company that has a commercial that stands out to you, because maybe they have a cool slogan or mission that you're drawn to, or maybe you just see cool images on Instagram and that looks like a really great culture that you want to be a part of. Some other things that you could share, what are your favorite subjects to study? How long do you want to go to school? That's really easy to kind of get out there to let them know, you know, I want a 2-year degree and I want to go straight to work. I want to get a transfer degree and I'm thinking about getting my bachelor's or maybe your master's or even pursue a doctoral degree. You can be general, but giving them an insight on your interests is really good. Another major thing I definitely want to be sure to let students know, you really need to have a friend or a parent or guardian make suggestions and review your personal statement. They can definitely review that and let you know if you left out anything obvious and tell you anything that would be beneficial to include, because we all know that when we write about ourselves, we overlook things. And it's just because we're overwhelmed with the task of looking inside. So as most of us are busy just trying to survive, enlist a friend to help.
We are going to take a quick break and we will be right back with Michelle to continue the conversation. You can still start this spring at Lincoln Land Community College. Late start classes start later and finish faster. Same classes, less time. 12-week classes start February 8th. 8-week classes start March 15th. Move forward with late start classes at Lincoln Land Community College. Visit llcc.edu/late start.
And we are back with Michelle Berger, Scholarship Program and Alumni Services Coordinator at LLCC. Michelle, you mentioned references for the scholarship application. What are some things to consider when picking out references for a scholarship application, whether it's the foundation scholarships, other scholarships, because I do recommend students apply for as many as they can. So what are some things to consider when picking out those references?
Oh, absolutely. So for your references, you definitely want to choose someone who has personally witnessed your work ethic and your amazing personality traits. This can be anyone from an employer, a coworker, maybe a mentor, a coach, clergy member, a teacher, guidance counselor, even someone that you've done volunteer work for. You just want to avoid family or friends, as obviously they are pretty biased. Whoever you choose, you just need to be sure to ask them permission first, as you are going to send their name and email address on the scholarship application. So you will, on our scholarship application, you will enter in and save their information in that application, and then they are automatically emailed the recommendation to complete. So the email they receive basically is a brief survey that will ask them to rate you on your motivation to succeed, things like your commitment to learning, commitment to your community, leadership styles, and it's optional that they write or attach a recommendation letter. So if you don't ask them permission to be your reference, they're not going to have that trigger to know to check their email, as that email might go in their inbox and might go in their junk folder. So you definitely want to ask permission, as this is going to be a time investment for them as well. They're going to have to make some time out of their busy day to complete that for you. And not just to do that optional survey, but to do a recommendation letter, like I mentioned. So you're going to want to ask them permission to also complete that recommendation letter. The recommendation letter is optional on most scholarship applications. So definitely ask them to go above and beyond to write that letter, because it is seen very highly by a scholarship review committee.
So you did mention some good potential references to approach. You said like guidance counselor, avoiding a parent or a guardian. But what is some helpful information that you can share with these references to help them be a better reference for your application?
Oh yeah, for sure. You can definitely help out your reference a lot. And some of the tips that I like to share is, the first one is really important. Give them enough time to complete your recommendation. I recommend 2 to 4 weeks. That'd just give them plenty of time to write that quality letter and just make time on their calendar for you. Another really big tip that's important, students, you really need to email your references a copy of your resume. And why would you do that? That really helps them get a better understanding of you outside of how they know you. So whether that be outside of the classroom, outside of the gym, outside of the church, they just want to see how well-rounded you are, and they can use that for jumping points to add in extra things into your recommendation letter. So that's definitely a bonus. Another important tip to help your references out, let them know when the deadline is approaching if they haven't submitted yet. If it's 2 weeks until March 1st and they haven't submitted your recommendation, you definitely want to check in with them to see if they are still able to complete it. We all know life happens and people are really busy. So a nice thing to know is that with our scholarship application and with many other online applications, even though you click submit, you can always sign back into your scholarship application anytime before the deadline, and you can update those references. So you can add in a new name and a new email if that person that you had initially put in there is overwhelmed and can't complete it on time. So it's really important to not only have two references in mind, you should also have, as I like to call them, backup dancers, extra references. So try to keep 4 reference names that you can ask prior to submitting your application, just because these things happen.
So we've been talking specifically about LLCC scholarship opportunities. Emily mentioned this as well, that there are additional scholarship opportunities. What would be the best way for an incoming college student to find and learn about other scholarships out there?
Okay, for the best way to find scholarships, definitely shop local. By that, I mean there are a lot of scholarships in surrounding communities in the LCC districts that come from various businesses, organizations, and also individuals. So students can find these opportunities at their local chamber of commerce, in church bulletins, and also sometimes they're listed in hometown papers. Another good way to find scholarships locally and also regionally and nationally would be Google. Google can definitely be your free scholarship assistant. So you can use a variety of different keywords to search for these scholarships. Really try to think broad and wide when you're searching for them. You can use examples like scholarships for agriculture majors, scholarships for Sangamon County residents, even scholarships for pet owners, first-generation college student scholarships, or even some scholarships for dependents of military members. There is extreme broad variety. Two other really great resources that I've discovered is fastweb.com, and also collegegreenlight.com is a really good resource as well. If you are in high school, another big tip would be definitely check in with your high school guidance counselors. I'm sure that they have shared with you on their website and also their Google Classrooms that they often have very plentiful lists of scholarships that are really specific to your high school, county, and your district. So definitely go to those sites and check those out. Another big tip is check in with your parents, guardians, and also your grandparents. There are really scholarships available for dependents or descendants of a wide variety of membership and community service and also civic groups. And these can be really anything from environmental scholarships, political or religious, volunteerism opportunities. Also, don't forget to ask them if they belong to any unions, clubs, or specialty groups. These can be anything from AARP members, if they've had military service, like I mentioned before, or if they're maybe even in a Rotary Club. One key thing that when you're doing all these searches for scholarships, I do want to let you know, you never want to pay for a scholarship search or for a scholarship application. Those should always be free. So definitely don't fall for a trap of paying only $3.99 to get a scholarship search tailored just to you, because it's definitely a scam.
We like to ask our guests on the podcast about some of their favorite success stories. So what are some of your favorite success stories while working in the Lincoln Land Community College Foundation, Michelle?
Oh my gosh, there are so many students that really stand out. I definitely have two in particular that I can share. And the first student was a recent graduate of a District 186 high school. And she was just nearly in tears when I called her to tell her that she was the recipient of a recently established scholarship. She explained literally the day before I called that she had reached out to the Lincoln Land Financial Aid Office and her awesome LLCC recruitment specialist to reach out for any additional assistance. She was just basically panicking, and she had just a really profound concern that she wouldn't even be able to start college in the fall. When I was reading through her personal essay and her scholarship application, she noted she was a first-generation college student and that growing up was really hard because she was constantly bullied. She also told that she had really low self-confidence and anxiety. She suffered with depression through childhood, and that the lack of social acceptance that she received and the indifference really created a strong desire for her to rise up and embrace that role of being a leader in her community. Just really touching because she really was that leader and mentor for other students in her high school. She did a lot of community service in which she helped students just like herself, helped them feel heard and seen, and also offered them support through mentorship that she offered them. She worked two part-time jobs prior to the pandemic, but obviously, like a lot of businesses suffering, they had to cut back her hours significantly, and she was laid off for 3 months. So in July, she was able to find another job, but paying for her own college without any extra financial help was making her hopes of starting in the fall really look impossible. So the new scholarship that she received allowed her to start in the fall, and she's on her way to earning a business degree one class at a time. So I was super excited for her. There is another student that really made an impact on me. And he was a 2017 graduate from a local parochial school. And he also attended CACC, which is the Capital Area Career Center, to be a part of their auto tech program. And in his personal essay, he really just talked about loving to work with his hands from a really young age. He had his own lawn service business in high school, and he also started working at a local auto shop after he graduated. When he worked at that auto shop, after he got a couple months of experience, their auto shop started a new Employee of the Month program, and he received the first honors of being the Employee of the Month. So that was super cool and heartwarming to me. He got to start Lincoln Land as a full-time student, and he was also still working full-time at that auto shop. Then the pandemic hit. So he reached out and he said both of his parents were furloughed and he just felt major pressure of helping to contribute to the family expenses now more than ever. So he was super fearful that he would stop his progress towards his degree in auto tech and he would just need to concentrate on assisting his family during this time and just take on as many work hours as possible. But due to the scholarship that he received, he was able to continue his classes, and he's going to actually graduate this month.
Michelle, great stories. Of all the questions that we ask, that is my favorite question that we ask. Those success stories are tremendous. What is a good resource for individuals who would like to learn more about the foundation scholarships at LLCC?
Definitely check out our website. Our website, again, is llccfoundation.org/scholarships. And on that website, you can find our online application. And also, we have a tab for scholarship application resources that will just help you complete your scholarship application. So definitely check that website out. We also have social media, so please like us at Lincoln Land Community College Alumni and Friends on Facebook. And we also have a LinkedIn, so please follow us by searching LLCC Alumni. A great way to contact me is definitely through my email. It's michelle.berger@llcc.edu, or you can call me 217-786-4502.
Michelle, we'll have to have you on again to tell us about alumni services.
That sounds great.
Michelle Berger, Scholarship Program and Alumni Services Coordinator at Lincoln Land Community College. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Here's the official next episode pitch. We will be joined by Josh Laurent, adjunct faculty member in Lincoln Land Community College's Automotive Technology Program, to learn more about the different training opportunities, so make sure to tune in.
Thanks for listening to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Public Relations and Marketing Office. See you soon.
There's going to be long pauses because we're unmuting and all that, so don't...